Online Podcast 305Ladies and gentle whores of all over the world, listening to me in Asia and Europe and Australia and the United States of America. Welcome to all of you. I don't know why I'm acting silly. But anyway, I'm just winging it because I just hit the music. I think the timing was a little off, but I decided to go on with it. It's a crazy week today. What am I talking about? Please. It's been a busy week at work. And yeah, we took down Christmas today. We didn't have a tree this year, but we did have some other Christmas decorations that you may have already seen on the video podcast. If you haven't already done so, go to onlinepodcast.com and check it out over there. I have several things that I've had planned to talk about last week and never did get to. And of course, before I get into that, I want to quickly mention there are, another small round of disagreements in my comment area where our beloved Zillafag is back to cause a storm. Well, that's Zillafag. And of course, Whitney responded, and I just want to say, it's very difficult to live in this world with people who are completely against you, and when you are mostly similar and disagree with a few things, don't waste your time on that. If there's any sort of similarity, we should get together and fight for the worst enemy. Anyway, that's my two cents. It's just a waste of time, and you're not gonna change some people's mind when it comes to especially people who are very opinionated, like Zillafag. And he made up his mind and he became who he is today because of all the previous experience that he's had in life, and whatever it is, that's just him. And I think that the day when we become a person and a human being who doesn't have to explain everything to everyone else or to prove other people wrong or to prove us right, I think that's a day that you become more, you might be a happier and actually more accepting person. I think if you still have the need of proving other people wrong or proving that you are right, then you're still constantly looking for that reassurance and all that kind of good stuff. But anyway, that's just my thought. But anyway, I'm jumping right into Jarno's email. Now, in his email, he wrote to me. I'm not gonna read it. Read every single word of it like verbatim, but I'm going to kind of capture the essence of what he wrote me. And of course, he wrote, "Love you. Hi, John, love you. I just want to tell you his opinion about my very lasting podcast." He wrote, like, meaning a podcast that has been around for a while. He said he's probably one of the first listeners, one of the oldest listeners to listen to me. And he said he found my podcast around 2004, which is when I started. In fact, I get to know him before I actually started my podcast. And this is a reminder for him as well, Jarno, if you're listening to this now. He said he was an exchange student from Finland in 2003 and 2004 in Canada. And I think I get to know him sometime in 2004. And we met each other. This is very interesting because at that time I was also studying American Sign Language and I was constantly looking for people to practice sign language with. And there was this article about how deaf people are using iChat a lot more at that time to chat with people because the connection was, or for some reason, the compression or whatever, the technology allows a lot more signs to come through at that time. So not so choppy. So the motion are more fluid, and therefore deaf people prefer, or if they have the opportunity to, they would use iChat. So I was enrolled myself in, well, there's this like a directory group thing that you enrolled in, and for chat, because at that time, there's not a whole lot of Mac users still. And well, is it, well, at that 2003, 2004-ish, what's not there aren't that many people. In fact, earlier I was I remember when I had iChat, there were only a few people that I know who would be able to get online and chat with me, and those are the people that I already know and already chat with anyway, because of the small Mac user community. Today is a little bit more different. But back then, so there were this all these directories that you can enroll yourself or enlisted yourself on, and then people would then see your common interest and make friends that way and be able to chat. So Yarno was one of the ones that I met. In fact, that's how I met Andrew. You guys remember Andrew from Seattle, who was my fitness guru for 2 minutes? Anyway, Yarno and I met through this iChat. I don't even remember what group it was, but it was this iChat specific group and listed under the American Sign Language group. And that's how we met. I don't know if I think he wrote to me saying that he couldn't quite remember how we met, and that's how we met. It's through that iChat group, I believe. And at that time, he was, interested in getting a new iMac for his girlfriend and all that kind of stuff. And we were talking about Macs and tried to sign, and I was actually able to actually chat with his teacher, I think, ASL teacher. So, yeah, he remembered that party specifically. He said that the second time we chatted was with his American Sign Language teacher, and also he had a barbecue party that night. Oh my gosh, you remember all the details. And he was a bit drunk, maybe. And then he also said that this is very kind. He said that I have inspired him to start two Finnish podcasts, not Finnish as in ended, but Finnish. The one is called Radio Verso. At radioverso.org. That's spelled RadioVerso. Radioverso.org. And the newest one is MediaCasvatus.tv. MediaCasvatus.tv. I'm butchering it, but I'm just reading it phonetically. MediaCasvatus.tv, which translates to MediaLiteracy.tv. It is also a kind of collaborative version of my old pod. Old podcast, he said. And he said, anyways, the point of this message is to wish you all the best. I also want to tell you that there are so many of us who love you and who are strongly addicted to your existence all over the world. Take care and keep it up. And I love you and love your podcast. Thank you so much. I don't know what really this is from. 2, 3 weeks ago, and I don't exactly know what inspired him to tell me that, but that's very sweet and very nice of him. So Yarno, thank you very much. And I just want, I just had this moment. I think I was listening to, I don't remember what show it was. It must be one of Archer's show or something. It's interesting to kind of see how, and I've always been wanting to do this. I've been wanting to get Madge, wanting to get Archer and Wanda together, and I talked about this and have a discussion about what they see, what they think about podcasting today compared to those days when we just got started. Things have changed a whole lot. Now, one of the things that is rather interesting in my personal observation was that other, you know, there are other more famous and bigger names, those who achieved a whole lot more than I. And slowly that is going to fade. I think if you ask people maybe 2 years ago, especially 3 years ago, when we first started podcasting, pretty much everybody knows me. Everybody, because I was the first one, first few ones who, I think I may have been the first to start, but, you know, nobody knew about me and that sort of stuff. But, and because of the smaller community, you know, we all helped each other out with setting up their feeds and all that kind of stuff. And it was a fun community. And that's how I get to know many people that I call friends today. So it was very nice. It's something that is more of a creative outlet, but at the same time, it's a social creative outlet. So, but what's making me think a little bit about that is that, you know, pretty soon my name is going to fade out of this, not that I've wanted, but I'm just observing that, you know, nobody's going to eventually know who I am anymore. And not that I was ever famous or popular anyway, but it's very interesting to find out that it's like, it's how you created something and then you were known for something and then eventually it fades and die. I have been in this circle for a while that I get to observe many cycles of that. And there are, you know, podcasters come and go, just like all of us. And it's just very interesting to observe that. It's almost, I don't know, a little bit of a, I wanted to say bittersweet kind of feeling that, you know, I used to be a part of that. And but I'm also realizing that I no longer, like newer podcasters eventually is going to, especially podcasts like mine. It used to be more of a community thing when the community was small. Every podcasters know each other. And now when the podcasting community got so large that you start to forget or start to lose that community sort of feeling. And especially if you don't do a podcast that is group-based or involve a lot of other podcasts, which I used to, but not anymore, because I kind of got tired of it. It's like we are talking, you know, within the same group of people. I don't have any objection to that. It's just that my personal, I enjoy listening to those. Like Archer's group show, I enjoy listening to those. And that's how I actually get to expose to some newer podcasts. Not that I listen to any one of them because I'm a little lazy and busy. But it's good. It's good and fun to listen to. But that's just not my sort of podcast. So I never got into that. And therefore, eventually my name would die and just wither away and fly away. That's just what my observation this afternoon was listening to some podcasts, I don't remember what, and also reading Yarno's email, just making me realize that, you know, eventually that's all going to go, which is fine. You know why? Because I'm starting a new thing. I'm not stopping my podcast anytime soon. And also we have a lovely chat too with Yarno the other day. And I'm not stopping my podcast anytime soon. Unless I have a big financial burden that I have to, you know, stop doing this. Otherwise, I wouldn't. No immediate plan to do so. In fact, I have, you know, 3 audio podcasts right now. As we speak. But on top of that, I also have a new interest. Now, this may actually interest some of you who are my listeners, obviously, otherwise you won't be listening to this, but those of you who also are my listeners as well as an iPhone owner. Now, I rarely talk about technology on my show, but this is not technology. This is not technology related, but I did start a group called Flickr. The group is called iPhone 365. Now, I started a group with a friend of mine because with the January 1st coming 2 weeks ago, last week, and less than 2 weeks ago, I thought about joining the Flickr 365 group, and I've been looking around, and I actually joined one for 4 days, and then I decided to quit. To take a photo. Doesn't matter of what, but it has to be taken on that day. But I would think that using the iPhone would probably be the most convenient way. And so I was looking around, and there actually hasn't been any more developed. I think I found 2 foreign language ones, and they only have, like, one doesn't have any picture, and the other one has, like, a couple or maybe one picture, and it was never anywhere. So I decided that I know a ton of people with iPhones around me, and I also know a ton of people who listen to the show and read my blog who are iPhone users. And on top of that, not just iPhone users, but those of you who are also Flickr user. So Flickr users, listen to this, iPhone and Flickr users. So this iPhone 365 group, and I just listened to Archer today. I don't know what show it was. I was catching up, and so I don't know whether it was a new show or an old show, but it has to be fairly new. Is that he said that some of the podcasts also did a 365 group or something, and taking a picture a day. Essentially, it's the same idea. However, this is not on my website. This is actually on Flickr. So if you go to flickr.com/groups/... Oh, fuck, my stupid thing. Hang on just a second. Hey, hello? TST, okay, now it's back. It was like sizzling like steak. Anyway, by the way, I make bulgogi. It was so delicious. iPhone 365. Go to flickr.com/groups/iPhone365. And you'll be and then you will be able to find it. Now, if you don't remember, if you want an easier shortcut, you can also go to iPhone365.onlinepodcast.com. That will bring you to the Flickr page as well. Or simply just go to Flickr. Simply go to flickr.com and search for the group iPhone365. You'll be able to find it as well. So, and join the group. In fact, it's so much fun. I've been having so much fun watching other people's photos, as well as just looking back in the last 10 days, what I've done, 11 days, what I have done, and what I'm about to take, photos that I... It's just a lot of fun. And plus, it's on your iPhone, so it's a lot easier to do so. And in fact, I actually... slow down, take a deep breath, I'm a little sleepy, I have been finding ways of posting photos from my phone with a higher resolution quality, right? And it hasn't been, when you take a photo on your iPhone and you send it via email to your Flickr account, if you haven't done so, you can go to the iPhone 365 group and there's, scroll down and there's instructions on how to do that. You can set up an email that is unique to yourself and then keep that private if you don't want to share it with other people, because when you send a photo to that email, it actually get uploaded to your Flickr account and your photo stream. And I've been wanting to do that, but keep the full resolution without losing the resolution. And we all know iPhone actually reduced the size of the photos sent from your iPhone. So I wanted the original size to be uploaded to my site as well as a, whatchamacallit, as well as, what is it? As well as mailing it to the group. Can you tell I'm distracted? Yeah, as well as mailing to the group. So what I want to do is be able to post directly from my photo, from my iPhone, directly up to the iPhone 365 group, as well as my own photo stream, and at the highest resolution possible. So that's what this application that I bought will do, and it's called Mobile Photos, and that the photos is spelled with an F, not a PH. So Mobile Photos, Mobile Photos. And I am absolutely in love with this program because it just makes the process so much easier, the uploading of the photo. The price of the software is usually $3.99, I believe. No. Is it $2.99 or $3.99? I don't remember. I think it's... I don't remember. $2.99 or $3.99, I don't remember. But right now, I think it's for sale at $1.99. I actually have been in touch with the maker of this application, and he's actually given me a coupon, a discount code. So if you are interested in that, let me know. I have those codes. Let me know if you want to, especially if you want to join this group and if you want to use that application. I have the discount code, so let me know if you're interested. I will send you those codes. Email me at online@gmail.com, and then I'll give you those codes if you're interested. The software is called Mobile Photos, Mobile Photos with an F, .com. I mean, not .com. Mobile Photos is the application. If you go to iTunes Store or the App Store on your phone and you search for that. I don't know how you can put... I don't know where you put in those codes. I've never done it. Biaps? I don't know. When do you put in your codes? Is there like a redeem section? I don't even know. But he sent me a couple of discount codes that I hope would work. But I don't know. Maybe I should email him in the meantime. But if you're interested, send me an email, and I'll find out how you can exactly do that. And anything else? Let me see. So join. Love to have you. And it would be fun to look back, especially 100 photos in, 200 photos in, 365 photos in, looking back at all those days, one photo a day. So the thing is, you can take more than you can take more than one photo a day. However, you are only to upload one photo to the group. So you keep, you know, each person would then have 365 photos. Now we have 34 members right now. So the photos are getting, the group photo pool is actually getting larger and larger, and it's really fun to watch. So check that out. If you are a Flickr member, or even if you're not a Flickr member, you can get a Flickr member if you're a Yahoo a user, you already, you know, next to having a Flickr account, you can sign in with that and you will get your account set up. Search for the group iPhone 365 or go to flickr.com/groups/iPhone365 and have fun. Join the group and see. What is it? You know, this will be the last month that I am with Libsyn because I've just paid Libsyn for the renewal, and I will stop doing that, which means my service would go out in February the 10th. And I have successfully moved all the contents from my Libsyn server to my server on DreamHost. And what that does is it saves me $20 a month. And we all know that everyone is interested in cutting costs, and so am I. And, you know, making lunches, packing my lunch so I don't have to spend extra buying stuff at work. That's saving me some money. And also, I want to be able to save more because I'm going back to Malaysia and going to Japan this September and this October. So I will have to get myself in a better shape financially and physically. So that's that. So I'm moving all my stuff. In fact, last week I was going to tell you this, but I never get to do that. But just downloading some archives themselves from online was not the newer shows, all like the older ones, are 6 GB. And it took about 11 hours for me to upload all 6 GB up to my server. I don't have good upload speed. I have only 512 up, which sucks. It used to be worse. It used to be 256 up, and I have good download. I have 20 megabit per second download, but upload is horrible. Something smells really good. My rice upstairs with my bulgogi, my Korean barbecue with bok choy and ginger is upstairs. I made those for my lunch tomorrow. Very delicious, and I'm heading out to the sweatshop. Mm-hmm. Even though I don't feel like going, but I have to because I want to be healthy and fit again, especially I want to look good. I want to be hot when I go back to Malaysia this September and to Japan, because there'll be a lot of photo ops. I know that. And I don't want Maiko to be skinnier than me. I don't want Maiko to be skinnier than me. Now, the whole world is skinny, and I don't want to be the only fat one. So there. Thank you very much, all of you, for listening. Ooh, what was that? Join the photo group, flickr.com/group/iPhone365. Call me if you want the promo code for the software mobile photos. Email me at online@gmail.com. Go to my website, comment. Onlinepodcast.com, I do post photos all the time. You can check out my Flickr photos as well. My username is John Ong, so go to flickr.com/photos/John Ong. Anyway, and don't forget to smile. Bye.